The review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 2 Ajax 1. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Paul Cope to go through it. And Sean, I mean, we've had the gap of a week with no fixture at the weekend. A lot of chat on what Liverpool have been working on, which I think we've seen a lot of, and we've sort of bore witness to after last night. First and foremost, the lineup, it's very trusted. It's very lads who know roles, and it's, you know, it's coupled with a much better shape from the off that you can see almost straight away.
Yeah, I think not playing at the weekend was a massive help to us. I was really worried about the time, recovery time, to back up ahead of the weekend, and you can imagine that quite a few of them would have had to go again, which wouldn't have been ideal. You know, we talked about that last time. If we had to have played against Wolves, I think, you know, I would have been more leaning towards going sort of 4-4-2-y, 4-4-1-1-y, just to make life a bit easier for everyone. And, you know, as we discussed on the last show, so coming into this match, I don't think there was necessarily a need to do that, because he probably feels, I imagine, that they've had enough time, not just in the meetings, but in on the training ground, to stick with the 4-3-3, see who he's got available, know that he can get them pretty fresh, and really drill into them what he wants to see. And, you know, in the starting lineup, that, you know, you can argue, other than maybe who he plays centre forward, and unless he decides that he's going to do anything wild, you know, some people might have had a conversation about who you play right back. You can pretty much predict the 11 to a degree. I think what's interesting, though, is you've got four players there that have not been at the scene of any of these crimes. You know, Tsimikas, Thiago, Jota in particular, you know, and Matip as well. They've been in the physio room or on the bench for most of the last few weeks, and some of the chatter about it. So 40% of your outfield side, you know, are a bit more immune to some of this that's going on. And as I'm sure we go on to talk about, it's a much more... I mean, look, tactically, it's much more structured and stuff, but I think the most important thing for him is he'll have been... We talk about this a lot, but he'd have kept everything cross going. I think the message has got home, and I believe in these lads, and I really think we're going to see a reaction. But I think you can see by his reaction at the end, as brave as he'll have been this week, when that whistle goes, he probably had a little look at Pep Linders and gone, just keep everything crossed, including your toes here, because we really need to see the kind of... We're expecting one, but we need to see it. And I think he did. He got what he wanted.